All right, I see people jumping in the queue left and right. That is so awesome. If you were looking, if you think that this is Becky, well, I do have a cough drop in my mouth, but I am not Becky Speet. Becky is in Orlando, as you probably know, with the John Maxwell team, and bringing in our fresh new folks that are being certified as John Maxwell coaches. In the meantime, I am Dennis LaRue. I'm here in San Antonio along with Becky. I am also a John Maxwell team member, part of the pack with Becky. I am also a pastor here in San Antonio in an outreach center called Rev Ministries, R-E-V Ministries. Been there for a couple of years, as I was just sharing a few minutes ago. I am also retired Air Force, 23 years of service. And today is an exciting day, not only because I'm with you, but today is my daughter's 25th birthday. And I found out about her birthday while in basic training 2.5 weeks in, the most stressful time of any military member's life. If for those vets out there, regardless of your service, the first 2 weeks are such a transition period. And on top of that, I'm waiting for the birth of my daughter. Crazy times. I am married now for 25 years also. I have 3 kids, 2 grandkids, and now I have the privilege to be here with you today. I have my own coaching business called LDR, which is my initials, and it also stands for Leaders Develop Relationships. And the most important relationship, being that this is a Bible study call, is with the Lord, but for most people, it is with themselves, and they need to look, grow that person in the mirror. But today, for our Bible study time, my heart, being a military member, is always drawn to Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 13. It's Jesus healing the centurion's servant. And a centurion, as you may or may not know, is this. A centurion was a Roman soldier who was in charge of 100 soldiers. In today's equivalent of that, in whatever branch of service you're in, would probably be a captain, maybe a major, who has that number of people underneath them. But the centurion was somebody that had been in the service a while. He was known for his size, his strength, dexterity. They were very literate. They had a letter of recommendation, and they had to be at least 30 years old. But what's really interesting about the centurion is this. A centurion was not only vigilant, but they were active and ready to execute orders rather than talk about them. So when they received orders, they immediately executed them rather than talk and ask why. So with that said, now in Matthew 8, I'm going to read these verses, verses 5 through 13. It's also found in Luke 7. We'll talk a little bit about intermingling them. They're the same experience. But Matthew 5:13 says, "Now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him pleading with him, saying, 'Lord, my servant is lying at home, paralyzed, dreadfully tormented.' And Jesus said to him, 'I will come and heal him.'" Now in Luke 7, what Luke records is that the centurion sent a contingencies of Jewish leaders to Jesus on his behalf because he didn't feel worthy to come to Jesus. And so he sent Jewish leaders who would know where Jesus is and have access to him and reach out to him to come heal his servant. So in verse 8, the centurion then answered after Jesus said, "I'll come and heal him." He said, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another one, 'Come,' and he comes. And to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who followed, "Assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel." And then at the end, he says there, "Then Jesus said to the centurion, 'Go your way as you have believed. So let it be done for you.' And his servant was healed that same hour." What an incredible story. As a military member, as a retiree, I absolutely understand this story from the centurion's perspective. The centurion was a man under authority, and he recognized Jesus' authority. In fact, he calls Jesus Lord twice. So he knew about Jesus. He knew who he was, called him Lord twice, and then said, look, I get it, Jesus. I don't need you to come to my home. I'm not worthy for you to come to my home, he says in Luke 7. But rather, just say the word. Just say the word, and that's it. And Jesus marveled at this. My question to you today is, do you have centurion-like faith? Now, those of you on the call, this is the Christian Direct Seller Bible Study and Prayer Call. So there are direct sellers here. Knowing that Becky's a coach, I'm sure that there are coaches on this call. As a matter of fact, I know at least one JMTer on the call now. Do you have centurion-like faith in your business? Now, notice what centurion faith is not. Now, these are Jewish leaders with Jesus. This is right after the great Sermon on the Mount. And the Israelites knew. They had the Old Testament scriptures. They knew what the Messiah was supposed to be like. They knew what Jesus was supposed to be like. They had the knowledge. But knowledge alone is not enough, because this centurion didn't have that kind of knowledge. But he had heard the stories about Jesus, and he knew Jesus could heal. He acted. He understood authority, and he understood order. See, centurions understand, military members understand this term we call the chain of command, where the people above you that give you orders, those underneath them follow those orders. True story during my career. When I was first in my Air Force career, I had two stripes then. I was called an Airman First Class. I'm at the lowest of the low. Excuse me. And my boss then was a sergeant. And I remember him, he gave me an order. He said, Dennis, I need you to do this. And I said, Sergeant Favreau, I don't want to be rude. I want to understand why I'm doing this. So why am I doing this? And he said, Air Force Reg 3-2 says you have to do this. And I go, what? I've never heard of Air Force Reg 3-2. And he looked to his shoulder, and he had three stripes on his shoulder. And I only had two stripes on mine. And he said, I have three stripes, you have two. And I got the message loud and clear. He's given me an order. My job isn't to ask questions. My responsibility is to follow those orders. And that's exactly what the centurion is teaching here to us today, to follow orders. But now you're business owners. Most of you probably own your own business. So what does that mean? That you're under the authority of God with your business. Maybe you work for somebody in your business and they've asked you to do something. Let me ask you this. If you were the centurion in the story, would Jesus marvel at your faith? Would Jesus marvel at your faith? How do we normally respond? When God tells us to do something, how do you normally respond? Now, I'm guilty. I'm raising my hand right now. I'm going through some things right now in my own life that God is telling me some things that are not making, excuse me, perfect sense. So I wrote down the responses that I've said in the past regarding God. For instance, I'll say, well, why? Or, who, me? Or maybe I want to go the opposite direction, pull a Jonah. You know what, Lord? That's great. I don't want to do it. I'm going to go the opposite direction. See you later. Or how about this one? Maybe you say this. Lord, are you sure about that? You sure you got the right person for the job? Or maybe we do this. We question, did I really hear from God on that? Is that really what his word says? The centurion didn't go through any of this when Jesus said, when Jesus healed his servant. He just obeyed and executed the order. That's it. So what's a centurion faith look like? What does a biblical centurion look like? Well, first off, centurions are honored and respected in their communities. This centurion actually built a synagogue, and the Jewish leaders didn't have any problem seeking out Jesus to bring this Roman soldier to him. They weren't afraid of him. They respected him. How are you doing in your communities? Centurions honor authority. As Christians, that is something that sometimes, excuse me, we struggle with. But you know what? We're to set the example, and we're to honor our authority. Biblical centurions care for those under their leadership. This was his servant. This wasn't another soldier. This wasn't a general. This was a servant in his household. And the centurion cared for that servant, just like he would a soldier. How about you? How are you doing here? Centurions live by faith, not just by sight. And the centurion took Jesus at his word. Do you take Jesus at his word? Centurions believe and act immediately. How are you doing here? And then a centurion's faith is blessed as a result. We're told that Jesus not only healed him, but healed him at that very hour. It wasn't a process. It didn't take months and years. He was healed the very hour the centurion believed. And here's something for your businesses. This centurion networked. He wanted to get to Jesus. And rather than go directly to him, he went to people who could get Jesus to him. He found a way to network and find the right people to get to Jesus. He was a man on a mission. How are you doing there? Who is in your mission? Who do you need to reach out to? And who do you know that can get to them? Will you be bold enough like the centurion who was not an Israelite to go and reach out to that person that you want to do business with, that God has told you to go do business with? Get to the right people. Now, friends, I love this story because it sounds so simple. Excuse me. Jesus said to the centurion, go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you. Jesus is saying that to you and me right now, right here at this very moment. I am sitting here with you today because of verse 13. My last 2 years of my military career, I was wrestling with, do I continue to pursue my military career, to pursue another promotion, to stay in for 30 full years? I stayed 23. Do I stay in for the full 30 years, Lord? Get the maximum retirement, travel around the world, do all of those things. But I felt this calling to get out. I felt this calling to go into ministry. And so I just said, Lord, okay. I had an assignment to the Netherlands at that time. And it's hard for assignments to get canceled, but I prayed, Lord, your will be done. I believe you want me to get out. And if you are, you'll cancel this assignment and you'll confirm it with my pastor. Well, I went forward the next Sunday, and my pastor confirmed it right there on the spot, so we prayed. And I believed. I said, all right, Lord, you're canceling the assignment. And I went my way and believed that he was going to do that. 30 days later, my assignment was canceled. I put in my orders to retire. I retired. I joined the John Maxwell team. I'm a pastor. And now here I am on this call with you to share my story. So I believe this verse. Go your way, and as you have believed, let it be done to you. What is it you're believing for? Who are you believing for? Maybe you're interceding for somebody who is sick, who has cancer. Maybe it's your business. Maybe you're interceding, believing that your business is going to grow, and you're laboring hard, and you're working hard, but you're just not seeing the fruit yet. Keep working. Keep believing. Keep being a centurion. And maybe you're looking for that person to connect with. Keep being the centurion and make those connections. The centurion doesn't ask why. The centurion just executes the orders given to him. God's given you an assignment today. What is that assignment for you? And then, will you, by faith, be the centurion and move forward to execute the mission God has given you? My prayer for each of you today is that you are on assignment in business, in ministry, with your families, friends, the community. You're on assignment. And my prayer is that Jesus, being with you, whispers in your ear and says that he's marveling at your faith. Imagine Jesus saying, I am marveling at your faith. Shocking Jesus with your faith. Let's do that today. Let's be a people that cause others to marvel, but we cause Jesus to marvel because of our absolute faith and trust in him. If you have a prayer request, I'd like for you to get into the queue, *6. If you'll get in the queue, share your prayer request. Now's your time. Otherwise, we'll wait a few moments, and I will pray us out. And I see so many here. I want to thank you for the privilege and opportunity to be on this call today with you. And I want to share a little nugget with you, if you don't mind. Now, Becky was honored at the event last night, the John Maxwell Team Special Dinner. She was awarded the award of allowing room for faith for the entire John Maxwell team. That's about 15,000 coaches. So take a moment to congratulate her on Facebook. Let her know how much you appreciate her, because I'll tell you what, I love Becky. Becky is dear to me. She is a dear friend. She has helped me out in so many ways, a mentor, coaching, and opportunities like today to be with you. And so let her know how much you appreciate her. You appreciate these calls, the Bible studies. She's such a great woman of God. Let her know that. And also, if you would do me a favor today, I'm also on Facebook, Dennis LaRue. If you go on my page and or let Becky know if this added value to you today, if God used me in some way in your life, I'd love to hear about that, because it's always a blessing to know when God uses you in somebody's life to breathe life into their faith, to encourage them, to come alongside of them like a Barnabas. And to walk alongside of you and take you to the next level. Whatever that is God has you on mission for, as a centurion, my job is to share the orders he's given me, impart them to you. But I would love to hear if I've added value to you. That it would just, because I want Becky to know that while I'm not Becky, but I took care of you in a way that would honor Becky and honor God. I appreciate all of you. There is nobody in the queue, so I'll tell you what. I'll go ahead and I will pray us out. And then I'll pray a blessing over your businesses, over your lives, over your families, and then go forth and live like centurions today. Let's pray. Father God, you are incredible. You are awesome and amazing. And I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. I thank you, Lord, for everyone that's on this call here, business owners, wives, mothers, daughters, sisters. Lord, you've placed them where they are at, on mission to further your kingdom today. And so, Lord, I pray, share those orders, share that mission clearly, guide their steps. Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on these here and those who hear that will listen to the call later. Pour out your Spirit on them, Lord. Let them shine brightly like the centurion in their community, with their businesses, their churches, Lord, and to do what you've called them to do. Lord, strengthen their faith, strengthen our faith, and may you be glorified. May you be exalted, and may others see them and marvel at their faith. And Lord Jesus, our desire is to hear you marvel at our faith. Lord, forgive us where we've spent too much time, like I did in my career at times, asking why rather than just being obedient. Lord, we love you and we praise you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. I'm going to take off the recording.